It is my honor to be with you today, and it is my first Sunday to be with you. And as you see, I'm nervous as well as excited. I'm sure I am the first pastor of the Pleasant Valley who is not a native English speaker. I first learned alphabet at age 12. I know I am speaking with a strong accent. I cannot fix it because my mother tongue is Korean. However, I will do my best to improve my English because I know language is an important tool to bring the Word of God. So please bear with me. I have only one thing that I would like to ask all of you. Please pray for me. Pray that I do not go ahead of the Holy Spirit. Pray that I will be filled with the Holy Spirit. And pray for me to be humble. I don't know why I am here as your pastor, but I know God doesn't owe me any answers to my questions. So even if I don't know why I am here, I believe God has His plan for His glory through you and me. So we don't need to know why we are here together, but we have the faith that God is doing His mission and ministry within us. That's why I am thrilled and excited. We are here at Pleasant Valley. When I heard the name Pleasant Valley, I thought, how could a valley be a place of pleasure? Usually, you know, people say Pleasant Hill, Pleasant Mountain, but the Pleasant Valley? It sounded a little bit awkward to me. However, I figured it out that Pleasant Valley means the place of our lives. It symbolizes where we are living. We are all living in a valley. People might think that we are living in a hill or a mountain, but literally we are living in a valley. Everyone faces daily challenges. Many people are sick. We are facing financial crisis, relational conflict, health problems, and we are all walking in the uncertainty of our future. We don't know what will happen in our future. We don't know why I am here as the pastor of this church. We are all walking in uncertainty, a valley, the darkness. But it's a pleasant valley because God is with us in this place we call valley. That's why it is not a simple valley, but it is a pleasant valley because of God. So welcome everyone to the Pleasant Valley. The name of Pleasant Valley is showing us God is with us. So I am so happy, and also it is my honor to be here with you in this place, because the name of Pleasant Valley is the sign of God's presence. From today for 4 weeks, we will go together with one question, which is the most important question in our lives. Who are we? This is about our identity. Many people are struggling with their own identity. The interesting thing is that we cannot discover our own identity by ourselves because we are just creatures. Creatures cannot find their true identity without Creator. We may talk about philosophy, the origin of the universe, based on the scientific studies, or we can keep talking about religions. However, all talks about them without God cannot give the true answer to the question, who are we? The reason why we cannot find our own identity with those topics is because we are created. That means there is other being who created us. So, without connection with our true Creator, we cannot find our identity. It is simple. God is our Creator. He is the origin of all life. So our true identity should be found in God only. For today, I would like to share with you one of our true identity. We are His children. We just read one of the most famous and well-known stories. When we read and hear this story, we think the main character is the second son who left his father and spent all his inheritance. He finally came back to his father, and he was more than welcomed by his father. We know this story well, because this story has been told in the Bible classes, sermons, VBS, and other church activities. Some of the Bibles present the topic of this story as prodigal son, the lost son. However, the topic of this story is not prodigal son or lost son, but the title should be the love of God, the grace of God. Because we can see the love of God in this story. The prodigal son is not the main character in this story, but the father is the main character to present the unconditional love of God. No matter how many sins his son committed, his father waited for his son to come back. This story really presents what God's love is. God forgives and accepts his children with no recrimination. That is the reason that we can live in a valley, because we are his children and he is our God. So we call it not only the valley, but we call it Pleasant Valley. Let's see in the world, what do they think of themselves? People go with their own titles as their identity, like doctor, professor, bus driver, CEO, teachers, nurse, etc. Is their title their real identity? Not at all. Those titles cannot be their identity. What about you? What is your true identity? According to the story we read today, we are God's children. Yes, we are making many mistakes. We commit sin a lot. They are repeating sins in our lives. Still struggling with our sins, struggling with our sickness, disease, depressions, broken relationships, financial crisis, and layoff. Because we are living in a valley. This world is a valley. However, we can be pleasant. We can be joyful. We can be graceful, not because of what we have done, but because of knowing who we are. We are God's children. And this identity cannot be changed. This identity cannot be perverted, but this identity goes forever within God. Then I have one question for you. As a child of God, how can I live with this true identity in this world? What is the evidence that we are living as His true children in this world? How can I live? Well, we see this story today, and especially we see the reaction of the first son. He heard his brother came back, and his father has presented a party for his brother. However, he refused to join the party. Although he was the first son of his father, he reacted as not a son, but as a servant, as one of slaves. Well, actually, he acted worse than any servant, because at least a servant didn't refuse an order to prepare the banquet. The first son was upset. Finally, his father came out to call him inside, and you see, the conversation between his father and the first son was really awkward. Interestingly, the first son didn't call his brother, brother, but he called him your son. Luke chapter 15 verse 29-30 says, "Look, these many years I have served you, and I never disobeyed your command, yet you never gave me a young goat that I might celebrate with my friends." Verse 30, "But when this son of yours came, who has devoured your property with a prostitute, you killed a fattened calf for him." In these two verses, we can see how the first son is judgmental and has a self-centered mindset. Again, he didn't call his brother brother, but he called him this son of yours. He judged his brother as a sinner, and the celebration for his lost brother was not understandable. You know why? because he didn't understand the grace. He didn't know about forgiveness. As I told you previously, this story is not about the prodigal son, but this story is about the love of God, the grace of God. As we are God's children, we should live following the principle of grace. The reaction from the first son was not following the principle of grace. It was just judgmental reaction. He didn't see his brother, but he just focused on himself. He lived as one of the servants, although he was a son. It is the same to us. We are children of God. That means we are alive because of the principle of grace, which is given to us through our Lord Jesus Christ. But often we are living not following the principle of grace. So my brothers and sisters in Christ, I would like to challenge all of you to practice the principle of grace in our lives. Rejoice when we see other people coming to our God. Do not judge other people based on your own personal standard. Accept them because we are all accepted by God. We are living in a valley, not on a hill, not on a mountain. But we are pleasant, we are joyful, and we are so grateful because we are children of God. So we call this place not only a valley, but a pleasant valley. God is with us, and we are His children. I pray to God to give us the strength and the power to live in this world while following the principle of grace. People will know we are Christians. People will know we are children of God by our love. That is the principle of grace. Following the love, following the grace, because we are all accepted. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, of the Holy Spirit, we are living in this world as our children of God. Amen.